Hi, this is Jim Swilly. Welcome to Metron Live. Metron is a Greek word that means sphere of influence. I believe in living your best life possible, and that's the reason for this podcast. This is my Metron. Now let me help you discover yours. Welcome to Metron Live podcast, people of Podcastia. We welcome you. The Metronites welcome you. Metron people, give the podcast people a big hand. We're coming to you live from beautiful, historic Midtown Atlanta. This month, we're focusing on meditation. I'm not doing a series per se. Every time that we do a meditation weekend, I try to devote the teaching, if you will, that month to meditation. And so I think we've learned a lot this week. And when I teach on it and then we go set aside time to do it, that time away really becomes sort of a laboratory to put into motion what we've been talking about. But my title this week for the purposes of finding us is Adventures in Meditation, Finding God in the Space Between Your Thoughts. And I do want to use a scripture today. This is out of Psalm 51. This is David's great, you know, after he had done his thing with Bathsheba. And I mean, it was really bad. It wasn't just them hooking up. She was the wife of a good and faithful friend who he was a voyeur. He was like watching her bathe at night, which that's got its own creep factor to it. This is the one who said, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want." Just in case you want that David, and he wanted her so bad. Seriously, he brought. I'm not making this up. This is in the Bible. Y'all don't laugh at the Word of God. So he brings her into the palace, sort of. It's hard to, you know, the Bible is written from a male perspective, so you don't really know if how compliant she was, or if was that in a day and age where if a man wanted you, you really didn't have any say in it anyway. It's like not only just a man, but the king. So, you know, who knows? I don't know if she was looking back from, you know, I don't know if she set up the bathing thing, like, you know, "I'm going to have my bath now, David, but don't look." But anyway, all kidding aside, you know, he actually has Urias killed so that he can have her. And it's really, I mean, that's dark on several levels. You know, there's a, not that adultery should, you know, can have rules, but the unwritten rule is not with the spouse or partner of somebody that's close to you. That's like the double edge. It's not just the cheating, it's the, you know, anyway. So all of Psalm 51 is him trying to do a mea culpa about that. That's where he says things like, "Purge me with hyssop, wash me and I'll be whiter than snow, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me," all that stuff. This is not a teaching on repentance, though. There's one thing that David said, which I want to concentrate on in the area of meditation, because David definitely had a high libido. There's no doubt about that. He was a creative type. Probably if he lived today, he would be diagnosed as bipolar. You can see in some of his psalms, you know, which the psalms originally were songs. You know, the middle part of the song would be like, "Kill my enemies, break out their teeth, oh God, do not I hate them with perfect hatred." And then he'll come back at the end with, "All right, create me a clean heart, you know, search me, oh God." So he was very, very passionate. Definitely, you know, a creative type, a musician type. But he was also very internal. Like a lot of his writings, which was unusual for the ancient people, because ancient people weren't all that aware of things like the subconscious or the interior world. Everything was exterior. But if you go back and look at David's writings, he was very much about what's going on with me. You know, like sometimes when he was dealing with bouts of depression, he would write things like, "Why are you cast down, oh my soul? And why are you disquieted within me?" Like, would really kind of do what now teachers will talk about, self-talk and self-affirmation. David was already practicing that. Even the Psalm 103 that we're so familiar with, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits," that's something that you have to remind yourself of, just like, wow, I really am blessed. Like, you forget. Last night, I don't know if y'all saw this thing on ABC about this kid that attempted suicide and basically shot his face off. I mean, did y'all see this? And they did a face transplant of this other kid who was sort of similar. And it was one of those things where it was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm watching this, but it was fascinating. And, you know, when you're watching these parents talk about, I mean, he literally just like blew his face off. And the fact that they were able to, it's fascinating just from the standpoint of the medical aspect of it. And you remember that movie back in 97 with John Travolta and Face Off? Who did he trade with? Nicolas Cage. Well, this guy who's like this pioneer in plastic surgery, that's where he got the idea. He was watching it and he thought, I wonder if that would actually be possible. So there's a lot. I'm sure you could find it if you have Xfinity or something. It's an interesting what. But my point is, I two or three things, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes you have to process some feelings. Like, what am I feeling anxious or unsettled about that? So and then when I watched that, I was like, you know what? Be happy, like, you know, whatever little disturbance you had during the day, like, yeah, that gave me some perspective. Yeah, all right. So we all have our way of self-talk and self-actualization or whatever. But David says this one thing, and I think out of all of Psalm 51, this is the verse that resonates with me the most. This is verse 6, and this is out of the Amplified Classic. He says, behold, you desire truth in the inner being. King James says, in the inward parts. Make me therefore to know wisdom in my inmost heart. Now, notice he's saying this at a time where he's being very vulnerable. If you know the rest of the story, Nathan the prophet comes to him and, you know, sort of challenges him, and David and Bathsheba do have a child together and the child dies. And so there's a lot that you can read into that. Is that karma? Is that, you know, who knows? But it's in this thing where he's peeling back the layers of himself. What he's saying there is, I'm not blaming her. I'm not blaming my sex drive. I'm not blaming... There's too many reasons I could blame my illicit behavior. I'm not trying to make an excuse for it. I'm trying to understand. You know, at another point, David said, who can understand? It might have been in the same chapter. He says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. So he's saying, what is it in my subconscious that makes me do things? You know, Paul, once in a while, when he'd come down out of his religious arrogance, he would get, you know, like in Psalm in Romans 7, where he says, the things I would do, I find myself not doing, and vice versa. And so it's interesting when you read some of these writers who really would put the onus back on themselves. I think you all know this, but for the sake of the podcast and for YouTube, let me use this opportunity to say this again. And I already referred to a conversation that Danny and I had a couple of weeks ago that sort of gave me a platform to explain this. Of course I believe in God. If I have to explain that to you at this point, you've never met me. Have my definitions of God evolved dramatically? And the reason why I prefer to, and I put myself in here too, to talk about personal responsibility and go inside yourself and find out what's up with you. Stop waiting for God to do this miracle, because I think it just keeps you going around your personal sinai until you, even Rutherford posted something last night that was pretty insightful. You know that Buddhist statement that says when the student is ready, the teacher will come. Robert posted, he said, when the student's ready, the teacher will come and you'll find him in the mirror. And I thought, okay, that's good. I've had a lifetime of talking about favor with God and man, whatever. But let me tell you what happens to, like, these tornadoes just came through again. Just terrible destruction. I can't even imagine what that would be like to, in the middle of the night, your house just be obliterated. That's like, I can't even get my head around what that would be like. Like, just walk out there and look, like, there's no wreck. You see these people, you know, rummaging through what little bits of fragments of things they can find. And inevitably, you'll see somebody who didn't get it. Who, you know, their house is okay. You know, I'm going to give all the God the glory. God saved us. Well, I'm thinking if I was your next door neighbor and my house got wiped out, I'd be a little ticked off at that, because what you're saying is, why did God like you so much better? What I'd rather say is I'd be grateful that I didn't lose the house. And if you weren't speaking destruction over your house and you were speaking protection over it, then yeah, take a little credit for that. To me, I'm okay with that much more than me saying, la, 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 God loves me. I have favor with God. I don't know what happened to you. Sucks to be you, but la, 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 I got favor. I would rather say I'm responsible for my life, and that includes the crap in my life, too. I'm so willing to assume my responsibility, which to me is the ultimate praise to God. The ultimate act of creativity is the Creator created creators. Let us make people in our image and let them have dominion. So I'm willing to own my life and say, yes, I created all of this. The good, I mean, I've created my own tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I've got, believe me, there are many things in my life that I, when I look for truth in the inward parts, I'm able to say, yeah, I did that. That was on me. And let me tell you something. That's when you know that you've grown up, and it is at the same time sobering and liberating to say, yeah, I did that. I'm not going to blame God. I'm not going to blame the devil. I did it. And because I'm willing to say I did it, then I can find the way out. And and this is what I believe God wants. People say, well, give God the glory. Look, Jesus said, it's necessary that I go away. I guarantee you today, while Judah's preaching, he's going to quote 20 things that I've said. He could not do it because he grew up listening to me. He doesn't have to stop every minute and say, I heard my dad say, y'all already know that. So what I want is for him to, yeah, find your energy out there and do your thing. And that's not just me. That's his mom. It's the village. It's his grandparents. It's all of that. So yes, it's me. Yes, it's her. Yes, it's them. Yes, it's us. And yes, it's him. He doesn't have to stop every minute and say, I learned this from my dad. He's already walking in that. I don't have to stop and give God glory constantly. My life gives God glory. The very fact that I live and move and have my being and have come through unscathed on so many things, and I'm still here, that gives God glory. I don't, to me, and this may sound extreme, but to have to stop and, yes, all right, I acknowledge you. It's like, I don't think God's that insecure that he's like, you better say that was me. Of course it was you. I mean, the very fact that I don't have to say it all the time means it's so obvious. And this is why, that's one other thing I want to show you, and then I want to talk about this. It's just, it's interesting because we're going to Wilmington this week. And, oh, by the way, after we go to Wilmington, we've got to go to Smithfield, which is where Ava Gardner is from, because they have, I'm going to do an article, and they have an Ava Gardner Museum. Come to find out I'm related to her. I never heard that before. I was telling Mom said, yeah, we're related to her. I'm like, what? So I asked my Uncle Don, who, you know, when he's not Trump bashing, he's, he's the archivist of, I never say anything. I have sent him a couple of things. Like, you might want to use this on your page, but you didn't hear that from me. And don't tell my mom. But Mom and Don are the yin and the yang of progressive and conservatism. But I said, is it true we're related to Ava Gardner? He said, oh, yeah, there was a whole migration of people from Smithfield that went to Appling County, and we're related to your grandmother Tomberlin's maiden name was Acock, and she's related to Acock, who was the governor, and there's a statue there. I'm like, what the what? So there's a whole synchronicity thing going on that. But the point, what was my point? I was, David Lynch. Because I was already thinking about him because that they filmed the whole blue velvet thing about this. We saw that red velvet frozen yogurt last night that I didn't get. But I was thinking about David Lynch because he writes a lot of things about, and it's just, I just came across this, and it's exactly what I wanted to say. The thing about meditation is you become more and more you. Now, I'm going to say this, and I think my mom's streaming today, so I'm not saying anything that she hasn't already heard. But, you know, there's a lot going on with my parents. And so I texted my kids, and I said, look, I've got to go to this meditation weekend. There was a lot going on with Dad. It wasn't the best time for me to leave him. I said, but if y'all can step up and help me out, it'd be great, because I can't. I've got too many people. I've already, you know, I can't cancel this thing. And they did. They did. Especially Jared and Christina stepped up, and Jared actually went and stayed with them while I was gone, which made things better and also complicated things, because Dad doesn't know who he is, and he wants him out of the house, and there's that whole thing. But he kind of saved Dad's life a couple of times, because the whole thing, Dad got caught in the railing that I bought for him and couldn't get him out. Mom, it was like, you can't believe all that happened. But then Jared has to go out in the middle of the night. I don't want to say why, but he has to go out in the middle of the night, and he actually got locked out. So while I'm doing this, I didn't let on this, but I'm getting, between Jared and Christina and Mom, I'm getting texts and calls, and everyone's a horror story every 5 minutes. To the point, I'm looking at some of the stuff, I'm like, y'all got to be making this up. This many horrible, hellacious things could not have happened. Well, I gave your dad the medicine for the restless leg, but now he's had violent hiccups for 24 hours. I'm like, well, I'm on a beach in Saints. I can't do anything. And I'm literally, at one point on Sunday morning, I'm like, everyone breathe and close your eyes. I don't know. Call Don. Call the cop. Like, just think serene thoughts. Mom, I'm on a beach in St. Simon. We're going to drive as fast as we can as soon as I get through here, but y'all are going to have to figure it out for a few minutes. You know, I'm locked down. I know. I've already texted her and said that you're locked out. Sweet Jesus. I mean, at a certain point, I thought if this was a vacation, I would have already canceled and just said, this would just be easier to come home, because I'm micromanaging everything. I mean, I'm getting more. I don't get this much stuff when I'm home. I mean, it just got, it was bizarre. I was like, y'all are going to have to give me 5 minutes, you know. But this is what I learned. This is what's amazing. I thought, something happened because I'm okay. I didn't, somehow I compartmentalized. I didn't get stressed out. We got home and we took care of some things. I had to fix some things in their bedroom and change some things that I felt was hazardous, and made it easier for him to get up in and out of the thing, whatever, and, you know, refereed between him and Jerry. I mean, it was an interesting day. And we've gone from, you know, half the time Dad thinks I'm his brother Bobby, the other half he thinks I'm his brother Harry. Sunday night, he was telling Ken that I was his dad. So somehow I have merged into all the significant male figures in his life. But the good point is, he does what I say now, because he says, tell me what I do about that boy. I want him out of the house. I'm like, well, that's your grandson, but I'll get him out tomorrow. So whatever. I mean, it's just, you know, it is, you have to, I'm not making fun of it, but you nearly have to keep kind of a sense of humor about it to keep it from being so sad. You know, like, we were over there last night bringing food. I'm laughing again because Dad says, who are those two men that bring us food every week? I'm like, well, that's us. So, but the good news is, and that's no reflection on my mom, because Mom, frankly, deserves a medal. She has, she is being full-time caretaker of him and taking care of everything in the house, whatever. So she's, you know, this is no reflection on her. It's just, it's a lot going on. But the good news is, I thought, well, you know what? Meditation is working. Because a year ago, this would have really stressed me out and ruined the trip. It did not ruin the trip. We had, everything was beautiful. I was able to, and some of you will understand what I mean with this, I was able to step in and out of it. Do you know what I mean? It was like, let me step into the real world and deal with what I've got to deal with, because I can't just, this is my responsibility. I can't be oblivious to it. But once I do that, I walked right back into serenity. I thought, I'm not faking this. Something in this past year of meditation has altered my brain chemistry. And, you know, the more I read these real evolved Zen masters, what they all say is, if you can't meditate anywhere, you haven't really learned meditation. The idea of meditation is you could be in the middle of anything and quieten yourself down. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't sometimes you don't want to go away and get away. And, you know, I will admit, I loved the mountains. I loved Unicoi, but there's nothing like the beach. There's nothing like it. It has a particular vibration on it, and every little thing teaches you something. Even Sunday morning, that we were sitting out there, and the tide was coming in so fast because I was sitting there, and I thought, "What the heck?" So I think I moved my chair like five times, and all of a sudden, what it said to me is, "Well, that represents reality. That tide is just going to come one way or the other, and it's not the end of the world. You just got to. It's an inconvenience. You got to move your chair." Even Roslyn had written about the sand fleas being a. Avery said I must have had 50 on at one time. I didn't even notice. And I said, "You're exactly right. That's what when you meditate, you realize all the other stuff is just annoying stuff." Oh, have you not seen that? That's a good. I'll send it to you. That's a cutie. That's a cutie. Your sister did great. I did. It's on there. You look at my page. It's on there. Y'all was so funny. I try to screen them before I put them on the big screen because I know what it's like to go. I don't want that out there. So this is what I've noticed. You might better screen these, Michelle. You of all people, I have posted so many pictures of Michelle. She said, "Bitch, take that off. I don't like that picture." When it's not you, you're putting them up on the big screen. I probably have to take five pictures down of you. No, I don't like that picture of me. You put them up on everybody else, don't you? Yeah. I'm going to remember that, Michelle. Anyway, I thought, wow, this is really interesting. It's kind of like when we were in Unicoi that Sunday morning and we probably would have been okay, but I didn't want to make you go up that mountain again because the roads are kind of icy. But so we had to meet at that open area space and the bikers were in there. And I thought, well, this is just going to be a lesson to see if we really are meditators. And as it worked, they all left. So I have no regrets about this weekend, and I'm going out of town this week. You will appreciate this more than anybody else here because, you know, Dwayne and Sonny have moved up here to look after Ernestine and Wallace, who are hanging on by a thread, too. And I was like, I don't know if we can. I look, they're in freaking London, England. I saw a picture. We're going to London. I thought, oh, I'm driving to North Carolina. If they can go to London, like, yeah, y'all figure it out. I'm going to write my article about my cousin Ava Gardner. Anyway, but this, I've been thinking about this thing about what does it mean, truth in the inward parts? Because this is what, and I don't even think I need to have to teach you this. You already know this. The more internal you become, the more awesome you realize you are. Now, you have to be careful how you say this kind of stuff to people who aren't tuned into this frequency because you can sound nuts. But I already told you this in that same conversation I had with Danny. What precipitated it is he said, I'm going to repeat this. He said, I went to the ATM. I got out $300 in cash. It only gave me $280. The bank was closed. And how do you even prove that it didn't give you your full? He said, I wanted my money back. I wanted my full money. So I went 5 days later to that ATM, and there's a $20 bill in there. He said, now what I'm asking is, was that a fluke or was that a miracle? I said, oh, that's a miracle. And I said, and that's the thing I'm talking about. You didn't have to pray about it. You didn't have to intercede. You sent out this energy, and you don't have to. God's okay with it. God wants you to be supernatural. This week before we left, yeah, that's right, go ahead. So before we went out of town, sometimes Frances will cook for my parents. And she said, I want to do some, and we go through a routine. I'm like, it's too much trouble, and yeah, I'm going to do it. Like, here's the part where I say this, here's the part where you say that. And then every time I'm like, yes, I'm really glad she did, you know, so. Well, anyway, I met her here in the parking lot. She was good. This was Wednesday last week. I was about 10 minutes early, so I was sitting there on my phone. She got here early. I said, oh, wow. You know, you're here already. Okay. That's a lot of food. I mean, it's enough food for several days. I filled up their refrigerator with it, so I'm putting all the stuff in. Thank you so much. That's awesome. Here's the part where I say, can I reimburse you for the food? And here's where you go. Here's where you get insulted that I say that. It's like we're like, we don't always do it. Sometimes we do. But what's amazing is, I don't know how many minutes it was later, she said, I'm already home. I thought, you got to be joking. There's no possible way. When we were driving down last week, he got in the car, fell asleep. I was driving. The traffic was so long. He woke up and thought we were making. I said, we're not even to Jodico flipping road yet. There's like, it's taken an hour and a half just to get to Stockbridge because there was a truck with a wide load thing. And so she made it home so fast. I mean, this wasn't even speeding. Like, even if you had been if it'd been 45 minutes, you must have driven fast. In 20 minutes, I'm like, that's, I know you're not lying, but that's. So, you got to be careful who you say that to, because it's kind of time travel. Now, some people, you say that to them, like, oh, yeah, really? All are in time travel now? That's right. So, you got to be careful. You can't say it to everybody, because some people are going to live in a different dimension, and that's their choice. Fine. But when I hear, 5 days later, you got the rest of your money in the same ATM, you got home, and it was close to traffic time. I mean, it was like, that's about the time of day that what used to be 5 o'clock traffic now starts about 3:30. There was like no traffic. And I keep saying, there was one day, I don't know if you remember this, and you better verify my story. But this was a couple of months ago. I live just blocks away from Mercedes-Benz and, it's not Phillips now, State Farm. And so anytime if there's a game around my place, it's gridlock around my law. Well, there was something going on at both of those venues, and they got out at the same time. So it was like, I can't even get out of my parking lot. I mean, it's like there's gridlock as far as you can see, and we're supposed to be taking dinner to mom and dad, and it's already like we should have left 10 minutes ago. And I said, I need this traffic to open up and let us through. And so help me. It's like opened up. I don't know how to tell you where the cars went, but we pulled right through and made it to Stone Mountain before we were supposed to be there. Now, you could say, oh, that's just driving conditions. Fine. Some people heard thunder. Some people said it was the voice of God. You live in whatever reality you want to live in. Einstein said there's two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. But when I keep hearing little things, was that a fluke? No, it was not a fluke. If there had been $40 in there, I'd go, it still would have been cool. But it was the exact amount. And it's little things. Remember in Empire Strikes Back, remember when Luke Skywalker crashes his spaceship into the swamp? And Yoda is teaching him about levitation, and he can levitate the rocks, but he can't. He says, well, you can levitate the spaceship, and he can't do it. And he said, well, the difference is only in your mind. He said, if you could levitate the rocks, you could levitate the spaceship. I mean, I've been teaching around this for years. If I could believe I can pray for you and you'd be healed of a cold, why couldn't I believe you'd be healed of cancer? I mean, the difference is really, it's, yes. And we've all of us who came out of faith, we've all talked about those things. We think there's a difference. And you remember I've told you that story about John G. Lake, the great apostle who was a doctor at the turn of the last century, and sold his practice and moved everything to South Africa. And there was the guy was amazing. I don't know if the stories are embellished or not, but if they're true, there's never been an apostle in modern times that has had, like, things like when the bubonic plague broke out in Africa, they did tests with him where they would take the blood from somebody and put it in his hand, and then they would put it under a microscope, and the plague would actually die in his hand. And he would teach things. You know, he raised people from the dead. He would teach things about not just divine health, but about divine life. And look, there's a lot of gray area there. When you read some of the things that Mary Baker Eddy said when she, you know, started Christian Science, it sounds very similar to that, about, you know, sickness is only in your mind or whatever. I understand the warnings about getting off into crazy stuff. I'm just telling you, I keep seeing things like that happen. There's no way you could make it home in that length. There's no way. Logistically, y'all live too far away to have made it there. I believe you're telling the truth, but when I read it, I honestly was going to do LOL. Like, yeah, I bet you did. But even John G. Lake said, I've told you this story before, but he says that he was walking through a South African village, going from hut to hut, praying for people. And this one woman asked him to come into her place, and he said when he walked in, he saw that her baby's neck was broken. And he said, here I'm doing all these miracles, and suddenly my knowledge as a doctor kicks in, and I thought, oh, this baby's going to die. I can't do this. But he said, I realized the little guy who was my interpreter had no concept. So he looked at him and he said, it's time for you to learn how to do this. I'm going to step out. I want you to lay hands on. Well, the kid didn't know any better, so he lays hands on the baby, and the baby is healed. There is something to that. I'm not telling y'all to run home today and throw your insulin down the toilet. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying I keep seeing little flashes of $20 bills. How did you get home in 20 minutes? A big old bag of Raisinets. Those of you that haven't heard that story, I'm telling you, this has been, gosh, 2-3 years ago now. But I was thinking one day, I want some Raisinets. But I don't need them. And then later in the day, I was going to go see a movie. He was on call, I was going to see a movie. I thought, well, I'll get some Raisinets while I'm at the theater. And I do want some though. But I'm not. That night, I go to the store, pick up 3 items. I didn't even get a basket. They were 3 things I was holding. It was like razors and Alka-Seltzer and something else. And get to the 10 or less checkout thing. Nobody's in line. There's nothing on the checkout counter. Somebody comes over and says, are you ready to check out? I say, yes, thank you. I pay for my things. Boom, boom, boom. Put my card in. Thank you. Get in the car. Reach in the bag. Pull out the biggest bag of Raisinets I've ever seen. I didn't even know they made them in that quantity. Now, if it had just been anything else, I'd be like, oh, well, somebody must have left something on there. I didn't see it. But I specifically wanted that day. Now, again, you can say, that's not a miracle. Fine. You live in your little finite world if you want to. But I'm willing to keep pushing the envelope. And I don't know how to explain. And if I'm being too extreme, rein me in. Y'all standing on that beach a few days ago with y'all looking at that moon come up out off the horizon, something shifted in me. And I probably have said that with everyone of those, and it's been true for everyone. But like something, there's a reason why the prophets would talk so much about signs in the heavens and because something does happen to you when, you know, planets change and all that kind of stuff. And so if you ask, well, what was your weekend like? Yeah, I had stressful stuff. That just comes with the territory. I have elderly parents. It's just a thing. It's a thing. It's a thing that I'm dealing with, and this too shall pass. But in the meantime, in the midst of it, the real me is being revealed. And you know, there was a time under legalistic teaching, it was the more you got into the real you, the more you hated yourself. You know, amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? So much of Christianity that was filtered through the paradigm of Mosaic law was about, you know, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good. So we nearly didn't want, I would dare say, we went in and worshiped God so much because we couldn't bear to look at ourselves. I don't want to look at myself. It's too, You know, Paul even said, in my flesh dwells no good thing. Now, Paul, really? No good thing? I mean, that's a pretty extreme statement. No good thing. Like, there's not one good thing in your personality. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but that's not true for me to say, in my flesh dwells no good thing. No, I'm a good husband. I'm a good father. I'm a good grandfather. I'm a good son. I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect, but I'm a good man. I mean, I am. I'm like, I don't, for me to get up and say, in me is no good thing, that's a lie. That is not true. It does not bring glory to God, and I don't believe that. And most of the things that I thought were wrong with me were things that people imposed on me from their wrong theology of the way they interpreted the Scriptures. And if he's streaming today, don't be offended. But on my meditation I wrote yesterday, some guy, I don't remember him. Apparently, we've had a conversation before. He must be kind of prophetic. And he said, the Lord showed me he wants to make you great again. And I wanted to say, I don't think I ever stopped being great, but all right. And it's, there's no way to explain it to him. And, you know, and I'm like, I never actually stopped being great, but thanks. So I just did thanks and smiley face because there's no point. I know he means well. And that's, I tell you, if you can get a hold of this, what is it that Deepak Chopra says about you have to understand everybody is responding to you from their level of consciousness? It's just going to set you free to realize this is the level they're at. So that's fine. I can tell you this. If you told me nobody for the rest of your life is going to prophesy over you, I'd be like, okay, fine. I mean, it's fine. I've had plenty of prophecies already. And I'm to a point now I can do it myself. I mean, I don't need to. I'll tell me what my life's going to be like. I'll tell me what my day is going to be like. And again, that's nothing against all the, you know, Calvin Witcher, all these, you know, that's fine. If that's where you're at, there's a whole strata of people that need that. Some of us have already moved beyond that. I don't need to ask you what it's going to be like, because I'm going to tell you what it's going to be like. I'm going to speak it, and it's going to happen. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to say we're at a point where this happens 100% of the time, but doesn't it with the parking thing? And I never say, now we will always joke and say, look at God, won't he do it? But I mean, before I go anywhere, I will say, I need a parking space in front of so-and-so, and we're going to be there in about 10 minutes. And it was like, and we went to the Mexican restaurant one night this week again. And I said, well, I guess I didn't say it quick enough because there's not one here. Well, fine. It's not like I'm going to be mad. Like, I guess it doesn't work. He said, no, look, there it is. So I circled around him. Thank you. That was the perfect one right in front. He's like, oh, yeah, there it is. Now, I'm going to say this, and I need y'all, if y'all don't hear anything else I said today, you've got to get this. You've got to get this. If I may quote Yoda again, don't think you are. No, you are. If you say, well, I tried that, I didn't get home in 20 minutes, you're missing the point. When somebody says, oh, I tried your little weather thing, it didn't work for us. Yeah, it's because you tried that little weather thing. You don't know that you have that power yet. So you're trying to hitchhike on what you think is my ability. This isn't a trick. This isn't a thing. This is an I am revelation. I know that I am God in the earth. And that doesn't take anything away from God, the God who created me. But I am an extension of him, her, it, whatever that creative design is. Yes, something created me. I didn't create myself. Constantly. So I don't have to. There's a reason why when Moses stood at the Red Sea and he starts praying, God, it says you don't have time to pray. God says, don't pray, part the sea. And I love y'all Christians. Y'all Christians are cute and all. But y'all are wasting too much time praying about stuff that he has already given you the ability to do something about. And I think a lot of prayer is just denial. It's like, well, I just want to believe, you know, that God's going to work out. Well, go work it out. God gave you, there's divinity in you. And I could tell you this, with every time I've meditated with y'all, another level, another layer has been stripped away. And not the whole time, but there was for a couple of minutes while I'm standing there looking at that moon, I feel like I could lift right up with it. There's something in me that's feeling like, and you know, you used to read some of these Tibetan monks and some of that stuff where, you know, they're in the middle of praying and they levitate or whatever. Like, I could see how it could happen. You go in and out of this humanity versus divinity thing. Jesus did it before he, I'm feeling the presence of God really. Right before Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. You know, where it says he groaned in the spirit. It's because, in one sense, the human part of him is weeping that a friend has died. But he says, just as quickly, I'm about to walk in the supernatural and say, Lazarus, come forth. And you have those moments all the time. All the time. Some of y'all have already been working miracles and you haven't even recognized it. Something hit me when I got home. I thought, wow, we did 6 of these in 1 year. Like, that's amazing. Like, that's like every other month. Like, how did we? And not one person has said, now, what are we going to do? Well, where am I going to stay? I'm like, not one. This has been supernatural from the get-go. Like, oh, I'm going to here meditate. If you want to go, I'll put you on this messenger thread. I'll see you there. You got to find your own place. I can't find your place. I don't want to. The idea of renting a block of room somewhere and have to work out everybody's schedule, I'm like, oh, Lord, I'd rather just swim on out in the ocean. When you're dealing with next level people figure it out. Yeah, put me on the thread. I'll show up. Okay, man. I got people who weren't even that never even did the thread for. I'm like, well, you got to be on the thread. I don't even want to communicate with you. Okay, right, boom, there we are. Walked out there Saturday night. Lo and behold, I mean, that's kind of amazing. It's kind of like, you know, the day of Pentecost, people start gathering from everywhere. You know, like, that's amazing. Like, I didn't do any kind of micromanaging with y'all, and I didn't have time because I was like, call the paramedic. that's what I want to leave you with. That's a beautiful, BJ got some amazing shots, but even that doesn't capture it. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, it was so big and moving so fast. Well, whatever, I know it's not moving, but the illusion of it moving was just extraordinary. I mean, I will never, if we'd only driven down for those 10 minutes to see that, it would have been worth it. Because it was, so, that's what I want to leave you with this month. Next month, I'll go back more kind of teaching again. But, I think I will. But I want you to find yourself. You're going to love what you find. All right, well, let's do a little bit of it. If you've never been with us before, we're going to do a meditation right now. You don't have to participate, but it's real easy. I'm pretty sure most of y'all are evolved enough to get this if you've never before. You can actually turn that fan off. It's going to blow out my... yeah, let's... Charles, find me some music and we'll start getting in the zone. Go ahead and put both feet on the floor. Sit up straight. Clear your lap. You don't have to close your eyes, but you may want to. We're just going to start concentrating on our breathing. Best way is in through the nose, out through the mouth. Whatever you do that's right for you, just become consistent with it. You're going to breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. You don't have to do a mudra with your hands, but you might want to get in a posture of receptivity. That's palms up or whatever. Do what feels... Don't do anything that doesn't feel organic to you. If it doesn't feel right to you, don't do it. But by about your third breath, you ought to be getting into relaxation. Don't worry about your thoughts. You're going to think a lot of stuff. Just let it... Let the thoughts come and go. Inhale. Think about, for a moment, what David said. You desire truth in the inward parts. Make me to know wisdom in the secret parts. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Be still and know that I am God. Facilitator right now to help you get into that place of quietness. Changes. in place. That says to Moses, I am that sin. meditative mode. But I want to do something. I find different areas of my belief system coming together, being unified. So many things making sense now that didn't make sense before. I'm just going to do this without overthinking it. Just close your eyes wherever you are. I haven't done this in a long time, but it's just very strong in my spirit, so I'm just going to flow with it and speak this over you.
Sakorohonde kina zofrohosh kizabazve Minguande kama dikombrotish gaze fel Bonda kana mostovoritisish Zeblando broski ma andande sevato bush beza Fuma haraka Zanganda nandodo boko mikarasti brotish kizabe Debele kese Pono rohosho dele karata siva lenti otobosso Donde nando bade je jokumanze ke frotis de bata swan de le kasi. Shore da stombra di zagelia tavrotish ke na da tondon do babasu da kaka. Miao na wa jombeze vela kara parasti sandara rahukone. Nchinkanda gonin di ke teste. Sobro ritis di vela tomba le katonda shtose. Sotara rondo da non de panditi che c'è accanto sovani a tabasso mi angiava boba zubede che ritish da un zafrotti che passa poi come un gundang angica a basso vedella come ne con dio wassoia giviti a bondo stiata sti stara wassole tele nella comandante che giavo domanzi plobro di canzparadesco scetuare ti chiedo.
Feel like you want to stand, you can do that. If your impulse is to raise your hands, it's okay. It's go with what feels right to you. I don't have to understand everything that's happening. But I can tell you that God is here. God is manifesting in this place. Charles, just keep the music going. I just want to transition with that. Just breathe your way out of it. Charles, bring it back up a little bit. feel is the right thing. It's your God self is rising to the surface. The divine you is coming out. I noticed Doc had posted a picture of us laying hands on him, and I like what he said. He said, I was surrendering to my higher self. Yes, exactly. Exactly. The God part of you has to work through some emotional stuff. You know what I mean? But every one of you, under the sound of my voice, has the ability to work miracles. To live in that zone. It's not for special people. Everybody has that potential. And this isn't something you write on a meme. This is the truth. Everything you need is already in you. All the abundance is already there. The answer is already in you. Stop looking for it outside yourself. Let it be revealed. Let it out of the heart are the issues of life. Let it flow out of you. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Not out of God's belly, out of your belly. Bring that back. We don't know what to pray for as we ought. Spirit makes intercession. Somebody has a prayer affirmation, you want to speak it out, we'll add the so be it. Just from right where you are. Patricia said, I am abundance. So be it. Yeah, speak it out. So be it. Yeah. A strong vibration in your words. Who else? So be it. So be it. Don't you feel the difference between saying, I love somebody or I am love? It's a completely different frequency. Try it. Next time you have a problem that you don't know how to figure out, say, I am wisdom. It's like, wow. Something about that. You know, when you start that sentence off with I am, however you finish out that sentence, very powerful. Very powerful. So be it. So be it. Yes. Yes. So be it. Yeah. So be it. do three more for you. Bless you.
So be it. So be it.
So be it. All right. End on that one. That last one was just I am. Yeah, that's the best one. Wow. You know, I forgot to tell you, Avery stayed an extra night, and she went out on the beach and photographed it. It didn't look anything. The sky was black. It just looked like a normal full moon. Just 24 hours later, she posted a picture on the thread. Like, you wouldn't even know it was the same place. It was just an unusual, unique manifestation. Wow. Well, did you get anything out of this today? Again, thanks to our first timers who are here. Glad you're here. You guys seem to flow right with us. So, y'all good? It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. Beautiful. Just remain standing. We'll play this, and then I'll speak a blessing over you.
Contributing to Metron is quick and easy. You can give anytime using any smartphone. Text the amount you'd like to donate to 404-620-5044. You will then receive a notification that you successfully completed your donation. You may also visit missionthenow.com and click the support tab to give there as well. When you contribute to Metron, you're also donating to the charity or organization of the month. Thank you for your investment into Metron.
If you have a check, make it to JESM, and Danny will receive that. If you have cash, just pay it forward and be a blessing to somebody. Wow, this was so good today. Oh, man, so I love you all so much. So glad that you're in my flow with me, and you're just a part of me. Love you. You're going to have a beautiful, restful day. You have everything you need, and it will manifest at the right time. Good night's sleep. Your youth is being renewed in your sleep, and you wake up tomorrow a little younger than you are today. Productive week. You wake up tomorrow saying, this is the day the Lord has enabled me to make. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Peace.